immediately connect with this event. Matthew 9 and verse 21, speaking of the woman with the issue of blood. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, if I could just touch Jesus, I shall be whole. You could insert what you need from God there today. I shall be healed. I shall be saved. I shall be delivered. If I could just touch Jesus. But the Lord has really dealt with me on a question that I'll share with you, perhaps even more than just I can benefit from the question, what are you saying to yourself? In light of your particular need or circumstance in life, maybe even after hearing this amazing song, Jesus Saves, is there some little voice saying, well, maybe he'll save them or her or him, but he won't save me? What are you saying to yourself? Lord Jesus, in the next few moments, I pray that you would have your way in every life and that someone will be saved in the last few minutes of this service. Someone will be delivered in the last few minutes of this service. Someone will receive a miracle in the last few minutes of this service. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You may be seated. In Proverbs 18 and 22, the Bible says, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing. I'm not preaching on that, but you just missed a great amen, some of you men. I hope you can cook for yourself. But the very same chapter has a verse that speaks to what I am focusing on for just a few minutes today. Death and life, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat of the fruit thereof. I don't believe I need to give you a Bible study on this fact, but I will just repeat it so that we'll all be on the same page. There is power in the way we speak. There is power in the way we speak to each other and about each other. And so we pray as the psalmist, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We see the admonition. One place in the New Testament says it this way in Ephesians 4, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. It could be said that if my words do not build up, then I probably need to quiet down. There's some words we don't allow our children to use, so maybe I can just say sometimes we need to shush up, because we're not building up. Now make sure your kids know I said shush, okay? But the point is this, I think we are all on the same page when it comes to recognizing that I could actually grieve the Spirit of God by the way I talk to my brothers and sisters, neighbors and friends, or the way I talk about them. And so I pray again from the Psalms, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Lord, I am praying and preparing. I am seeking you to make sure that what I say makes a positive impact. Amen. And yet what the Lord has dealt with me about, and what I just feel to share in the midst of all the wonderful things that has happened in this service already, is that not only can our words impact others when we speak to others or we speak about others, and we get that, we pray about that, we try to do better, we ask the Holy Ghost to help us, and we thank God for progress, but what are we saying to ourselves? Because as powerful as my words might be to you, those words are just as powerful when I speak or I think to myself certain things about my circumstance. So here it is. What are you saying to yourself when you have failed or others have failed you? What are you saying to yourself when you have been hurt or disappointed by yourself or even by people around you? I'm here to say that God wants us to know today that it matters what we say to ourselves, because this woman realized, I know for 12 years I have been so sick, and I know for 12 years I have found no solution. But she said within herself, if I could just touch Jesus, I'm going to receive the miracle that I need. My brothers and sisters, when you are hurting, it matters what you say to yourself. When other people disappoint you, it matters what you say to yourself. When you fail yourself or you think God has failed you, it matters what you say to yourself. I addressed it just a moment ago, but I want to address someone. I don't even know who you are, but what do you say to yourself when you have sinned? What do you say to yourself when you have disobeyed God's word? Do you say, well, it doesn't matter because I tried before, and God, you know, he may help others, but I'm not sure he can help. What do you say to yourself? What do you say to yourself when there is unforgiveness in your heart, or you have been wounded to the point that you can't even believe that this particular miracle can happen for you? I'm pointing to this simple lady because I find hope and confidence that someone here today, that maybe you've been saying to yourself, God won't forgive me, don't say that anymore. Maybe you've been saying to yourself, this miracle will never happen. Please don't say that anymore. If you could say to yourself, if I could just touch Jesus, my miracle can happen. My sins can be forgiven. The victory can come to my life. Now, I want to say this because I think it helps us. Can you imagine what that lady could have been saying to herself? 12 years. The Bible says she had tried all kinds of remedies, no progress. She had spent all of her money, no change. I know what I might have been saying to myself. This is ridiculous. I just went to that doctor, this other doctor. This is ridiculous. I might have been saying, you know what, year after year, come on, God, what's the deal? I might have been saying that to myself. Or someone might have come to me and said, you're not going to believe this, but there's someone by the name of Jesus, and people are getting healed when they make it to where he is. I might have said, oh yeah, I've heard that before. There's been other messiahs that people have talked about, but here I am holding on to the same issue after 12 years. Isn't it amazing that she was able to say within herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And here is what God would say to us today. When she said to herself, that's when she touched Jesus. It wasn't even her physical act of touching Jesus that really got Jesus' attention, because everybody was touching him in the physical. But in herself, she said, you know what? I'm going to touch him. And when I touch him, a miracle's going to happen. You can be in church with everybody else today, and you can clap your hands the way everybody's clapping their hands. You can wave your arms the way everybody's waving their arms. You can come to the front the way everybody comes to the front. But I'm telling you, it was not her physical act that touched Jesus. It's what she said within herself. In other words, when I clap my hands, I'm not just clapping my hands. I'm saying, Jesus, when I touch you, my life is going to change. I'm not just raising my hands. Jesus, when I raise my hands, I'm saying to myself, when I raise my hands, my child's going to be healed. I'm here to tell you, what do you say to yourself? Hallelujah. It was not her need that touched Jesus. There were many of people that Jesus encountered that needed miracles. Perhaps, for instance, there were many blind people that stayed blind, but there was one blind man by the name of Bartimaeus that said, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus did not respond to just the need or just the action, but when somebody said within themselves, "Today is my day, and when I touch him, something's going to happen," and I feel like God allowed somebody to be here at Heaven View on this Sunday morning as if to say, if you could say within yourself, "Today's my day," the miracle's going to happen. And so here's the thing. It's so important, not just for this moment, but even as a lifestyle, that we start to reprogram, if you will, the way we think. Isn't it true that our brain can just kind of get in an endless cycle of repeating the same thought patterns over and over again until it's literally on automatic? Something happens, we have the same reaction. Somebody says something, we have the same reaction. A particular need, we have the same reaction, and nothing changes. What if today we would practice repentance and begin a lifestyle of every day saying, "Jesus, today I will not focus on what I think is wrong or what I think cannot happen. Instead, I will say within myself, Jesus can heal me. Jesus can save me. Jesus can work through me. God, I'm repenting because I believe repentance is a part of it. I need you to take away my thinking. I need you to replace it with faith so that when I talk to myself, I am saying, you know what? I know I got some bad news, but I've got a good God, and I'm just going to say to myself, my God is a healer. My God is a savior. My God is a blesser." And then why don't we make a commitment beyond repentance that we're going to stay in the Word of God? Because faith cometh by hearing. When you've got some news that impacts your life or your family or whatever, your job, don't just go into that same cycle of negativity. See what the Word of God has for you. Get in the Word. Meditate upon the Word. Treat the Word like medicine. You know how when there's a need, you go right back to the medicine box? I'm not preaching against medicine, but what if we go first to the Word of God and say, "God, I know I've got some thoughts that I need help that you can't give me, but you know what? I want to change my thinking and line it up with the Word of God." So, repentance, the Word, and then finally, why don't we change the soundtrack in our mind to a soundtrack of praise and thanksgiving? I'm telling you, I got some soundtracks in here. You know what I'm saying? There are certain needs in my life, in my family, and when I confront those needs, that soundtrack starts playing. Never gonna change, it's always gonna be like this. You prayed, nothing's different. I'm just gonna change that soundtrack. And I'm going to put in a soundtrack that is just praise and thanks to my God. And here's the key. I'm not going to just do it on Sundays or Wednesdays. I'm not going to just do it when things are going my way. I'm going to play that soundtrack constantly. No matter what the circumstance, I'm going to be worshiping and thanking God. No matter what the trial, I'm going to be worshiping and thanking God. In fact, I'm going to play that soundtrack so much, I'm going to memorize it. Until it becomes a routine, until it becomes automatic. You hear the bad news from the boss, that soundtrack starts playing. You hear the bad news from the school, that soundtrack starts playing. You hear the bad news from the bank, that soundtrack starts playing. You know what it sounds like? "Oh, bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Praise God. I brought some of my soundtracks today. You know what this one is? I go to invite somebody to church. You know what soundtrack plays? They won't come. They're not interested. They'll just think you're being holier than thou. Take that soundtrack out today. How about that? And put in another soundtrack that says, you know what I think? If I would just touch Jesus before I go to work, God's going to lead me to somebody that's been praying and asking God, I need an answer. I need some direction. That's the soundtrack I'm going to play. It's going to be a different song entirely. It's going to be a different message entirely. It's going to be a message that says, if I touch Jesus, somebody's going to come to church with me and they're going to receive a miracle. I don't think too many own this soundtrack anymore, but I brought it anyway. What soundtrack plays when Pastor says on August 26, 50 people or more are going to receive the Holy Ghost in one service? Some people used to own a soundtrack that said, that's crazy. Yeah, that's nice, Pastor. It's fun for you to scream about that, but nothing's going to change. You know what? You need to take that soundtrack out. You know what I'm saying? You need to throw that one away. Don't hurt anybody when you throw it away. But why don't you take that soundtrack and throw it away and you place another soundtrack in that says, you know what? If I will touch Jesus, I can bring somebody here that's never received the Holy Ghost and God's going to fill them. And you know what? Just play it over and over and over again. And the next time you go to invite somebody, you tell them, hey, at my church on August 26th, if you want the Holy Ghost, it's your day. If you want a miracle, it's your day. Come on, let's play the soundtrack that says God will answer prayer. This one's an oldie but goodie. I got the whole collection. I got the remake. The remix. Them remixes can be pretty cool. Some of y'all might have the remix to this one. What do you say to yourself when somebody offends you? I know what I've said. Oh, man. I'm going to repent and forgive. Ask the Lord to forgive them and ask the Lord to forgive me for what I wish would happen to them. But I'm going to make sure they never get close enough to me to do that again. But you know what? You put up a wall between you and somebody, it ends up being a wall between you and God. So you got to take that soundtrack out and say, man, I've had this one for a long time. I've kind of protected this one. I didn't even want to let the kids listen to this one. This was the one I listened when nobody else was around. I kept this one just when, even when the wife was gone and it was me all by myself, I just slipped that in. And man, over and over again, nobody can treat you that way. Nobody should say that to you. Nobody should act, you know what, today I'm taking that soundtrack out and I'm saying, you know what, I'm going to think that if I could just touch Jesus, he can help me to love people that don't even love me. If I could just touch Jesus, he can help me to forgive people that the last thing that my flesh wants to do is to let them in. But you know what? I know that God wants to give me a miracle that I've wanted to have for years, and I don't want to play the same old, same old. I want a miracle. Is there anybody that would just with me in your prayer right now, you would say, I don't need that soundtrack anymore because Jesus forgave me of everything. I can forgive you of anything because Jesus has covered my sins under his blood. I'm going to cover your offenses under his blood too. Would you clap your hands as if to say, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm saying to myself. I got a stack of these soundtracks back here. But I'm already gone 5 minutes over what I said I would do. So some of y'all need to take that soundtrack out again right now. But this is the last one I'm going to mention, then we're going to pray. There was a season in my life. It was a long time ago, to be honest. But whenever I would reach this point in a service, and it would be obvious that there was going to be an appeal made to come to the altar, there was a soundtrack that used to play, well, I hope so-and-so goes to the altar. They better pray. I had another soundtrack that said, well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm all right. I'll get it next Sunday. Yeah, I used to own that soundtrack too. I gave it to you. That's why you got it now. No, I'm just kidding. That wasn't even funny. But you know what? I do want to ask you, what do you say to yourself when the preacher says, let's come to the altar? What do you say to yourself? Because what you need to say to yourself is, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. Whether it's my first time at Heaven View or I've been serving the Lord for a gazillion years, what do you say to yourself when the preacher says, everybody stand? Hopefully you're saying, okay, I'll stand. Everybody stand. Oh, man, you get a different soundtrack. What if we threw away the soundtrack that said, well, I'm tired. Well, I prayed good last week, or man, that communion was just what I needed. Or, you know, Pastor, I'm starving. I've been working in ministry, so I've been to church here since 8 o'clock this morning. You gotta give me a pat. What if we just threw all those soundtracks away? And the only soundtrack we had playing when it was time to come to the altar, the only thing that anybody would say to themselves when it was time to pray, Jesus, I know if I just touch you today, I'm going to receive whatever I need. I know if I just touch you, because the fact is this, there are people in this building that need a miracle right now, and Jesus will touch anybody that will say to themselves, I know if I touch them today, I'm going to get what I need. You know, some of you have children that need a miracle in your life. You need to take out the soundtrack that says, man, we got plans for the rest of the day. We got other things we're doing with our family. You need to take that soundtrack out. And you know what you need to say to yourself? I'm going to go to that altar and I'm going to pray like my kid's life depends upon it. And I'm going to ask the Lord for a miracle. I'm going to ask the Lord to go to my family wherever they're at and reach them today with a blessing. You know why? Because if you say to yourself something that is a word of faith, something that brings confidence to the table, that says God can do anything but fail, I'm telling you, that's what touches Jesus. Just being in the building doesn't touch Jesus. Even coming to the altar doesn't touch Jesus. But when you can say to yourself, when I get to that altar and I raise my hands and I begin to worship God, the miracle's going to happen here. The blessing's going to happen here. Is there anybody that will come? Is there anybody that will come and say, I'm coming because I know if I touch him, if I touch him, if I touch him, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. Come on, what are you saying to yourself right now? What are you saying to yourself right now? What are you saying to yourself right now? Say something that touches Jesus.